Good morning. Peace and blessings. This is Peacekeepers. I am your host, Cammy Red. And today, our moderator for the day is Dr. Wendy Cunningham. I am super excited to have her on for the day. So I am going to mute myself and allow Dr. Wendy Cunningham to unmute herself and begin to go ahead and speak this morning. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Wendy. Now, Dr. Wendy is the founder of Her Health. She's also an activist and researcher. So I am super excited to hear what she has to say today.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Cammy. I'm so excited and so glad to be a part of Peace and Blessings and Peacekeepers. The more that I think about what you put together, as always, is so relevant to the work that I do and for all of us as women. So I want to say thank you for doing this. So today I want to talk about peace within and as it relates to women, particularly women of color, because I believe that that is the population that I'm called to serve. So it's not to discriminate against anyone, but it's just to call attention to the really desperate state that some of our health is in. And when it comes to women and Black women, there are so many health disparities, and there's such a great need to address our health. So I want to talk about peace, women, and health, and how this is not something that we should be taking lightly. This is a survival practice. It's something that we need so desperately, and I want to really get into why this is important from a population perspective, but also from a physiological and a biological perspective, what this piece is going to do for us, because there are some great benefits to this that we just cannot afford to dismiss. And I'm talking about inner peace, where there's this state of calm, rest, and surrender within our minds, because that's where it's starting. It's starting internally in our minds, our hearts, and our souls. And I like to put things into context. When I say, you know, peace is something that's essential for our health and to deal with what we're going through, especially with things like the pandemic, and a lot of us are thinking about the war, inflation, joblessness, and of course, disease. It can be intimidating for some people. And so we may not even start or try, or we just may get overwhelmed. And that is because so many of us, especially women of color, are constantly in this state of fight or flight and struggle and stress and trauma. And so to even think about telling someone to get peace when they're in this storm can be almost offensive. It's like, wait a second, are you going to even acknowledge that I have all of these other things going on? You're telling me that I need peace and I need to do this, and you're not acknowledging, you know, that my sister just passed from COVID. You know, I'm scared to get the vaccine. I grew up in trauma and stress. You know, I have kids. I'm a single mom. You know, not to say that all of us are going through those things, but a great proportion of us are single mothers, or a great proportion of us are heads of households. And, you know, a good enough proportion of us are dealing with multiple illnesses, whether it's hypertension like myself, high level of stress, being overweight, diabetes. We are dealing with some serious health issues where we may initially think peace is something that I can't, you know, I don't have time for that. It's almost like we literally say, you know, I don't have time to be sick. I don't have time to sit around and try to find some woo-woo inner peace, not realizing that this is the key to us getting better. This is the key peace to dealing with the pandemic. Peace is the key to restoring our relationships, or self-care, or self-love. So I don't want to, like I said, dismiss what we're going through currently. I want to address that living in this state of flight or flight is, unfortunately for some of us, our normal. And I can speak to that because I'm very transparent about my life and what I've gone through. And I completely get it. And I think that is what helps me relate to other people. I grew up in stress and trauma. And I had no clue what peace was, because not being stressed and not running, going felt uncomfortable for me. So it was almost as if someone, you know, would say, you know, you need to settle down or calm or rest or relax. It was foreign to me, and I fought that. And it sounds crazy to fight peace, but when you're so accustomed to the familiar, you reject anything that's not what you're used to. And so I may have been in peace temporarily because I was so busy trying to get back to this state that I felt so comfortable in, even though it wasn't healthy and it was stressful and traumatic and scary. It can be our norm, and it's our comfort zone. And anytime we try to take steps to get out of our comfort zone, it's almost a war. And it can be very, very, very intimidating and difficult to branch out and do something different. But if you take the time to just listen and embrace, and it's a process to begin to live a peaceful lifestyle, and to be able to take yourself to that point of peace and understand that that's what you need to do, when you need to do it, and how to do it. It takes practice. It takes, you know, someone showing you, telling you. It's almost like you have to have a group, a family, a health, a role model, a leader to introduce this to you and to gently remind you. I'm such a big proponent of support. You know, it's unbelievable. And sometimes as Black women, we want to be very strong and independent because we have to. Because, you know, there wasn't necessarily anyone around before, or there isn't anyone around now. We feel like we have to be on fight or flight, because if we're not running around solving everyone's problems, being leaders, definitely not that there's anything wrong with that. And I'm not, you know, trying to say it like that. And I apologize if I'm offending anyone. But there's a way to lead peacefully. And it's almost the only way, because if we really want to be effective as parents and as the head of our households and our businesses and in our communities, our churches, we have to find this inner peace. You know, living without it and always being in this state of unrest, you can't really lead like that, because physiologically your brain is not able to think clearly. You're using a part of your brain that it's just not the best for critical thinking and reasoning when you're upset, when you're anxious, when you're worried, when you have a million things to do and you can't control and organize things. It's almost like we're collectively holding our breaths because we're under so much stress, because we don't know what's going to happen next, because of racism and sexism and classism and all of these things we've got going on that we don't even realize we have going on, because we're so accustomed to it and it's just our normal. But our bodies are craving for that inner peace. That inner peace is so critical for us because we have such high rates of, say, for example, I'll just use one condition, and that's hypertension. When we are functioning in these high stress lifestyles, and some of it is completely out of our control because it's, you know, related to our collective trauma and historically what we've experienced. And all of that literally has changed the way our DNA is read. So from an epigenetic standpoint, some of it, what stress and discrimination and slavery and segregation has done to our bodies, it has put us in this high functioning, high coping, stressful role that we have to intentionally practice peaceful techniques to bring us back down again. And that's so important. We have to turn off the fight or flight, which means we're turning off that sympathetic nervous system. We have to turn it off because we want to reduce those harmful hormones. We want to reduce the cortisol. We want to reduce the adrenaline because it's causing us to be in a constant state of inflammation. And so we don't realize internally what's going on when we're that busy and that out of control and we're never resting and taking breaks. We're literally in such a state of disease constantly that we're contributing to our own demise and sickness, and we don't even realize it. And because we live in America, we're so conditioned to, you know, take a drug or something like that, or self-medicate with food. And I've been there, of course, or, you know, alcohol, not realizing what our body is craving is to come down off of that stress, which is normal, but there's a healthier way to come down off of that. When we don't come down off of it, our body is constantly fighting and it's never resting. Our hearts are constantly just going, pumping. When your body gets triggered, we don't even realize our bodies are triggered because we're triggered all the time. So there's this low level of inflammation constantly in our bodies. So there's this increased level of cortisol and all the stress hormones. Our brains are not functioning, the parts of our brains that need to function when it's at rest so we can enter into a critical thinking state, that's not working right. Our breathing is off. You know, as I mentioned, sometimes we're just literally holding our breaths. We don't, and it's so unfortunate because we don't realize that that's what we're doing. I never realized that my breathing was off. You know, we could just be driving in the car, but we're breathing way faster than what we should be breathing. We're, you know, moving, our movements are just short and quick tempered. The way that we're talking might be fast. Our relationships reflect this stress, you know, and it's because we're living in a stressful environment. And that's all of us, no matter what color we are and no matter what gender we are, we're all living up under stress. But it's only fair to recognize that some people, some groups are at a much greater disadvantage because they're living with much more stressors than the average person. And they're living with them almost from birth to death. And they're carrying all of this stress and trauma and fear and anxiety from past generations. And we're just carrying it. And we're not understanding that that's the state of unrest that's internally contributing to the high rates of disease and sickness and death. And that's definitely not to blame us at all. We're not to cause for some of the conditions that are in our environment that are contributing to why we're sick. We're not, this is not a, you know, a blame session of this is what you need to do. This is a conversation to address. There are some things that have happened to us that we had no control over. We were born at this particular point in time in history, and we can't control that. We can't control our skin color and that some people don't value it. We can't control sexism and not being paid enough to live in some jobs. We can advance in our careers, of course, but we can't always set the pay structure in our companies. We can run our own business and try to get some control over our, you know, our finances. But time and time again, we have to realize there are some things that we can't control, and then there are some things that we can. And bringing ourselves to this point of peace is something that we can't control. And it's something that we desperately need to do if we really want to live our best lives, glow on the outside. You know, it's going to start within. You know, I just can't stress how important this is, but how difficult it can be for some people. When you are in a state of hypervigilance, I'll say, for example, which means you have a constant need to protect yourself, you know, and this pandemic is reflective really of how a lot of us lived before there was a pandemic. We were already in pandemic mode. We weren't necessarily trying to protect ourselves from, you know, COVID-19, but we were always in this state where we felt like we had to protect ourselves from some sort of danger, or we had to protect our children from some sort of danger because there's an enemy. Whether it's, you know, we have sons and it's the police, or husbands or boyfriends or partners, or even ourselves. And those are the times that we live in. It can be overwhelming, and it can cause a whole lot of grief and loss. But we have to rest at some point. If we want to be healthier, if we want to make a change in our communities, if we want the violence to stop, if we want to continue the legacy of
fighting for our rights. We've got to enter into this state of inner peace and calm, for one, so we can think straight. This inner peace is like the best salad, or it's like this really good recipe with all these things in there, and we don't even realize it. You are going to be able to sleep better. You're going to be able to sleep and rest, which is so important to our mental health, our physical health. It's important to being a parent, to having a good relationship, to having a good relationship with yourself. When you don't have inner peace, you are having nightmares. You are tossing and turning and having insomnia. You're using things like alcohol to go to sleep because you can't physiologically, you can't easily enter into this state of rest. But when you begin to first acknowledge that this is something that's not optional, I particularly need this, and then understand why you need it, you may not even think you're operating in a stressful lifestyle. Let's go there. You may think, oh, no, I've got everything under control. You know, I'm partnered. I'm married. I got my finances under control. There is something about being a Black woman in America that even when you don't realize it, your stress level is still going to be higher than your peers and your counterparts. And that has something to do with epigenetically how our bodies have changed. So this is not just for the overstressed single mom. This is really for all of us. And it's really whether you're a Black woman or not. So to return to what I was saying about the benefits, being able to sleep and rest is so crucial to functioning in the roles that we've been placed in. And you don't really realize it until you've got a good night's sleep. Then it's like, oh my God, I feel so refreshed. I feel so ready. I feel so competent. I feel like I am able to deal with this, that I'm able to manage it. Cortisol, high levels of cortisol, high levels of adrenaline, your sleep is so disrupted. And when your circadian rhythm is off, when you're not sleeping, it's going to mess with your weight. I mean, you can suffer from so many different things that you don't even realize you're suffering with because you're not getting good quality sleep. And it's not to say about the amount of hours you sleep. This is just about quality of sleep will improve when you begin to practice this peaceful lifestyle and turning off that fight or flight and turning on this state of rest within. When you have peace, you're going to be able to see the world differently. You're going to see yourself differently. You're going to see experiences differently. You're going to interact with people, even the most hostile people. You're going to be able to have, you know, what we always refer to, some of that peace that passes understanding, because there could be a whirlwind going on around you. But when you're able to tap into that peace within and settle and bring yourself down, you're going to be able to function better. That's not to say that we should not be having these storms around us in the first place. But like I said, we have to remember that some things we can control and some things we can't. And living in America, they're just going to be storms. Then wherever you live, there are going to be storms. But being able to have peace in that storm is so very possible. But like I said, you have to be intentional. You have to understand this is what I need to do and why I need to do it. And it's because you want to not just survive, you want to live a healthy life. I think so many of us took our health for granted before the pandemic. We didn't realize when we're not at our healthiest, when things like a virus or earthquake or a storm come, we're going to be more susceptible to the horrible consequences. And that's what happened with COVID. COVID came, and the sickest of us were the ones that had the most problems and were more likely to die because we were less protected, overworked, stressed, and our bodies were not at its function. Those were people with existing conditions. So being healthy, or should I say, being at peace is critical for so many different reasons and for so many different people. It's our goal to start with. It's not an afterthought. It's really the way we should begin our day, the way we should begin before we interact with the people in our lives. The first thing you do in the morning, breathe, get yourself in a calm state. There are so many practices I will go into at another point in time. I just wanted to use this first episode to explain why we need peace from a health perspective. And after that, you know, we can all discuss some of the techniques that we can use. But getting to this inner peace really is how we're going to effectively not just get through this pandemic or not just get through everything, but it's just a state that we should be in. It's a state of balance that our bodies crave. And that internal conflict of your body wanting to be at its normal state of rest, because that's healthy, is just our bodies being normally at peace so they can, our hearts can function like they should be. And, you know, our livers, our brains, not just physical health, mental health, and not just physical and mental, spiritual, not just mental, physical, and spiritual, but social health. All of these benefits come. I didn't get to go into a lot of the other benefits, but I'll just say them quickly. Like I said, you'll be able to sleep better. You'll be able to think better. You'll be able to have a different perspective because you'll see things differently. And your body will be at rest. Your heart will function a lot better. It's not the panacea. It's not, you know, the cure for everything, but it's definitely the start to everything.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. I want to go over some things that Dr. Wendy discussed this morning. As she was speaking, I was taking notes, as I always do. And what I was listening to her talk about was the importance of those of us releasing the trauma and the stress and those things to which we were exposed to conception, and those things that we were exposed to during the labor or delivery or the process in which our parents carried us. So what she discussed is how important it is for us to release ourselves from the fight mindset, because we're constantly living in a state of stress. So I want to give you an affirmation today. Just one for you to take with you this week. And we're going to just take a couple of breaths. So breathe in this morning. And as you breathe in, you're going to say, I am going to release the stress of my life, my parents' lives, and the generations that came before me to live a peaceful life today. And we're going to repeat that again. I am going to release the stress of my life, my parents' lives, and the generation that came before me to live a peaceful life today. One more time, because I just think this is really super cool and important. I am going to release the stress of my life, my parents' lives, and the generations that came before me to live a more peaceful life today. Today's background music and the meditation music that you heard in the beginning of this series is actually by me. I'm dropping an EP of inspirational music that will actually be available on Spotify, Apple Music, and a few other places for you to listen to and download later this week. Join us every Monday morning live here on Clubhouse. The group is called Peace and Blessings, and we host Peacekeepers every Monday morning. Next week, we will be having we will have Kay Robinson, a certified mental health therapist. Join us every fourth week for Dr. Wendy Cunningham. And again, you can download the replays of this podcast on any of your favorite podcast platforms or listen live with us on Clubhouse every Monday morning. Thank you so much for joining us. This is Peacekeepers, and have a great day.